Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn about this year's gravel and paved route conditions and summer projects.
How would you say this year has stood out in comparison to previous years for Guthrie County?
This year has been an extreme challenge. It's not one of those years where this is one of the worst. This is the worst that quite a few have seen, longest worst I've seen in my 10 years. And there's some that have been here for multiple decades, we'll say, and agree. You know, it's been very tough. Going into fall with wet soils and then some snow, multiple snow events, hard freezes, and then all the snow melting one day, it's been kind of a catastrophic on the roadways. You know, there's been a very large loss of material in the form of rock and gravel, and we're trying to recoup as much best we can, but the soft grades aren't allowing us to get as much accomplished as we'd like.
And so these problems with ground loss and whatnot, they started last fall, would you say?
Yeah, I think it's the high moisture content in the soils and stuff has contributed to the frost boils and the soft grades, and that's been a continuing challenge for us. You know, a normal year, you know, spring in Iowa, there's soft grades and there's frost boils and stuff, but they're just not going away. And they're so widespread that it's created a whole new level of complication for us.
Talking about March's flood conditions, how many dollars would you say there was in estimated damage for Guthrie County?
We were declared a federal disaster, so we're going to be working with FEMA. Working with FEMA and the federal government can be challenging, and they don't always cover all of, you know, the damages that have occurred. You know, if it's something that we can take a picture of, document it, sure. So there's probably, I think we're looking at a couple hundred thousand to $250,000 worth of damage for that. The loss of aggregate, it's not really something you can document. I mean, you can clearly see it, but when it comes to federal government and what they need to see, it's a challenge. But I can't underestimate the magnitude of how tough the spring was on our roads. We're going to have to amended my budget, and I've already started to shift some things around in the budget to try and accommodate to get more material out on the roadways. And we're probably going to have to take some aggressive measures to try and get as much material out there as we can.
And how much have you requested for a budget amendment from the supervisors?
The current budget amendment will be an increase of $600,000. That's a very large increase. The vast majority of that is we purchased a new gravel stockpile in the Monteith gravel pit. It's a much more economical product for us. We still will continue to haul limestone, and that's another aspect of the budget amendment was I increased to allow for more limestone to be hauled as well. We may have to contract some of that out just to try and get material out on the roads because they're short of material in a widespread manner.
And how have these repairs, what you guys have been having to do now, how has it affected your schedule for other projects this year?
Normally by this time, we would be installing some pipes, you know, cleaning some ditch, doing some digging, and we're not. We're taking all of those staff members and we've put them in trucks and we're trying to get as much rock out as we can at this point. In addition, we don't want to cause any more damage to the roads than what we have to. So it's delayed our digging, so we're probably not going to get as much ditch cleaned and pipes done this year as we normally would, but right now we have to get material out on the roads.
But Monteith Road, that project has started. I forget, is that technically a DOT project for that?
It's a county project. However, because we utilize funding that comes from outside of the county, there's no local tax dollars involved with the Monteith project. In a roundabout way, it's federal dollars that come through the state. So the state administers those and oversees those dollars. We run the project, we do the plans, we do the design inspection, and it's county road. But the state has a fair amount of say in it because we use state dollars. But so that's why the project is let through the DOT. The schedule is set by the DOT. We have no control over that. Sometimes that can be frustrating, but if you want their dollars, you got to play by their rules. So that's what we're doing. And yes, the project has taken off and we're making very good progress with the weather. I certainly have some challenges with the road conditions, but we're making progress and we have some optimistic hopes for it. So,
can you say when this project is scheduled to be completed?
Yes. The project is scheduled to be completed in late June. Right now, we're right on schedule with that. So hopefully the rains kind of don't delay us too much and we're able to continue to make progress. Then if that's the case, then yeah, we should be late June, be complete with the project. Because once the dirt work is done on the western end, the asphalt will go fairly quick. And then that should get things moving along really well.
And just to remind listeners, what is the project entailing?
The western 3 miles of the Monteith Road. So the project encompasses all of the Monteith Road from Highway 25 to P-28, the Panora Stewart Road. The western 3 miles was a different type of construction, and that pavement was worn out and it was not salvageable, so we removed all of the pavement. We are going to rework the dirt subgrade, and that's going to be a nice project to make a good pavement platform, and then the asphalt will come in behind that. The eastern 5 miles will be overlaid with asphalt. So when we're done, the entire project will be an asphalt road. It'll be a nice improvement over the conditions that are currently there, and it'll be a good road for the residents.
And are there other projects that are going to be starting soon? Any other road closures in the county this summer that you'd want to mention?
We have a bridge construction project ongoing right now. It's a little east of Panora. There was an old timber bridge that's been replaced with a concrete structure. That, again, will utilize some federal dollars to replace that. There is a local match, but 80% of that project is funded by a federal transportation program. So there will be another structure southeast of Panora that will go this summer. And we've got another bridge repair south central part of the county that we will be working on this summer as well.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn about this year's gravel and paved route conditions and summer projects. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.